Spending a few minutes now with University of Pennsylvania men's basketball coach Steve Donahue, his squad getting ready for their first Ivy League weekend. But first, we got to talk about an outright Big Five title after the win over St. Joe's. I mean, that's huge for the program, huge for the kids. Just how special is this?
It is, Matt. It's very special for guys who come to Penn and compete in the Big Five and understand that, in particular, recently, we haven't been very successful. And to go out there and compete with those four other programs and come on top and 4-0, it's a great accomplishment. And it's during the season, so you can't relish in it. But I think it is something that those guys will look back that very few Penn players have done. They won a Big Five title.
One of the things that I've really been impressed with the last couple of years is when you push a kid's button, like a kid maybe that hasn't played a lot, they almost universally come out and give you big minutes or whatever. How are you able to keep all the kids so engaged so that when they do get their opportunity, it's never too big for them and they're always ready?
Well, first of all, it's a credit to the kid that we bring in, and incredible families and mature and selfless. But I think the other thing we do as a staff is we reward kids who play well in practice. Practice isn't just trying to get the five best guys ready. If you prove daily that you're good enough to play and you're beating someone out, then you're getting an opportunity to play in the game. And I think I'm just really true to that this 2 hours every day means a whole lot. And I think we have a lot of examples of that, and we're going to continue to do that. I think it makes everyone better, in particular it makes our whole team better.
First weekend, before we talk about Cornell, who's on the front end, for the kids that haven't been through an Ivy weekend, is there a discussion with them about what this means and how these are grinds, these back-to-backs?
Not so much the back-to-back, because we did it in the Paradise Jam, but I think what really was a wake-up call was the Princeton games, and because the two freshmen in particular, Michael and Bryce, just probably didn't understand what this league is about. There's a toughness, an intelligence, an unselfishness that all the teams have that probably doesn't exist, and it didn't exist in many of the high-level games we played. I think they understand it now, that the Cornell-Columbia are going to give us way different looks than those other teams we played.
Because of the way the schedule has fallen, you kind of have like the ecstasy of a Big Five title, but these are really big games this week because of the two losses to Princeton. I don't want to say extra pressure, but is there maybe a little more focus on this first Ivy weekend than there would be under normal circumstances?
Well, I think it's more indicative that we're 0-2 and we got to get back on track. I try not to focus on anything that is exterior of what's involved in being faithful to what we do every day. Just play better basketball. We're going to watch film from the St. Joe's game that we could do a lot better. I think focusing in on playing better basketball, understand what Cornell does, what Columbia does, and not let other things come into the mind. Easier said than done, Matt, but that's what really winning programs do.
And let's talk about Cornell. They'll be the front end. They can score it. Specifically, Matt Morgan can score. And I guess when you start talking about them, you start talking about him over 2,000 points.
Yeah, an incredible career. And I've said this to many people. I think he's the best scorer in my 28 years since I've been in the league. Just an amazing guy. Scores at every level. Knows how to play. He's where you start. And they have other four guys. They're really guarding the three this year. They're limiting you from the foul line. So they're giving themselves a chance, and they have a great player to try to finish you off.